Blog Talk Radio.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. In the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
And welcome to the Mega News Nation Roundtable Thursday night. And I tell you what, it's a balmy 98 degrees with 50% humidity, and it's like melting up here. Hey, Russell, how you doing, brother? Virgil will be cold in here in just a little bit. How you hanging? Are you hanging in there?
Oh, yeah, man. It's hotter than fresh fuck fox down here in south central Texas, man. I tell you what.
Oh, we're feeling it here. We're feeling it.
I was a tropical storm, a hurricane, or whatever the fuck it is, but hurry up and get its ass over here. We need some fucking relief.
Right. Right. Oh, I accidentally cracked an egg on my floor and for my little studio apartment's built inside a garage, right? It was so hot that it fried the egg. That's how hot it was. That's just the humidity.
Yeah.
I had trouble getting on the floor.
You think it's bad with 50%, you should have about 80% humidity go with those temperatures.
Right. Oh, yeah, I've been up there in Texas. I know that humidity very well.
you know.
But I tell you what, with all this riots and everything going on, and me and Virgil was talking earlier, I mean, they had a racist preaching at Floyd's funeral today. I bet you know who I'm talking about. You know, and all this other stuff, but yeah, you know, articles came out everywhere about George Mattis. I'm very disappointed in him. I figured he'd have, you know, Trump is not going after peaceful protesters.
Well,
he said this. He's going after him.
Well, you got to remember something about Mattis, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you exactly what happened there. Okay, You've got the leftists, the commies, the anarchists, right? You've
mm-hmm.
got you've got the conservatives,
mm-hmm.
all right? You've got a constitutionalist, So now you have a fourth player that's entered the game, and there is only one organization on the planet that can pull General Mattis's strings like that. All right?
Yep.
That is the Industrial Military Complex. All right?
Yep.
Now,
yep.
They've been happy about the last 3 years or so because Trump built the military back up, gave them plenty of money for their toys, gave the military raises. Guess what? None of that shit
gets
destroyed. They're not having to have to replace it. He doesn't want to be the world police. So now they built all this fun shit. They put it in action. It's being built. Contracts are signed. They're paid. But guess what? Like I said, nothing's getting destroyed. Nothing's getting blown up. We're not losing any of our young men and women. And
right.
That's a problem. That's a problem for their bottom line.
Right. And here's the thing, Russell, is that, you know, Trump nowhere stated he was seeking the military on the peaceful protesters. It's the one that's agitating it that he's going after. You know, and people aren't seeing what that means, is that he's going after Antifa. Is going after the ones doing the destroying, the burnings and the killing, threatening suburban areas.
Yeah, but Joseph, you know as well as I do that none of this is about fucking truth or facts, all right? We can sit here
and preach.
All right, so
yeah.
You've got the major corporations coming out there. You've got supporting them, donating money for defense funds and giving money to Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Pepsi and Microsoft, and give me a second, I'll think of a couple more of them, right? And then you've got the LSE and Fox News to a certain extent going, well, you know, it's not really a crime them destroying property and stuff because that can be replaced, you know.
I'm talking about the media now, all right? Oh, yeah, I know.
About these assholes that are fucking pushing this shit, all right? Oh, it's not violence.
Nope.
It ain't this or that. You've got the Democrats coming out there supporting this. This whole fucking thing is not about fucking George Floyd, if that's his real
name. His brother said the same damn thing again today. Please stop using my brother. He wouldn't appreciate it.
I don't give a fuck about
you know?
What his brother said either, Joe. I don't give a fuck about what his brother said. I don't give a fuck about what any of those people. None of this is about George, right? We don't even know if that's his real fucking name. Somebody show me some family pictures. Somebody convince me that this is not a complete fucking setup because none of it adds up. And right now,
I've seen the same intel that you've seen, and it's like, dude, this is all to take out the police everywhere, to disband them, to do away with them, so that they bring in,
bigger than that, Joseph. It's way bigger than that. This ain't nothing but about power and racism, and they pull this shit every 4 fucking years, all right?
Yeah.
You can count on the spring of the year before the election, there's going to be somebody get murdered, somebody get killed, and you're going to have, the Right Reverend Al Sharpton and the Right Reverend Jesse Jackson out there calling those guys reverends. Reverends is like calling a friggin' dope dealer an unlicensed pharmacist.
Right.
But all this is
to destroy the United States, brother. We know this. This is to destroy the country. They're going to take us down with them. They don't care.
That's the whole thing. Don't you get it? Don't you get it? That's the whole fucking thing. They want to break the country all the way down. It's about power. It's about nothing but straight up power. They're supporting them.
Yep.
They're funding these people. You've heard congressmen and senators come out and support these idiots on both sides now. Don't go Democrats, because some Republicans said just about the same stupid freaking shit one way or another, inclusive of our Vice President Mike Pence. So he really showed everybody who the fuck he really is. We now know that he's at minimum part of the establishment, at the very least, if not worse. You know, and it's just this is torn down. This is meant to tear down. And what really gets me mad and really aggravates. Shit, I don't even know the term to use, Joseph, to tell you the truth, brother. These people fall for this shit time and time and time again. They are used. They burn down their cities and shit. These Democrats, Black Lives Matter, are you listening? Are you listening to Black Lives Matter out there? I sure fucking hope you are. But what would you tell me?
We know New York
why aren't y'all marching in Chicago? And I'm not talking about Floyd. I'm talking about the 1,000-plus black lives that are taken there every year by other black men. Where's Al Sharpton? Where's Reverend Jackson on that shit? All
right.
You know,
I've seen a lot of posts on that today, Chief. I've seen posts on that today, Chief, brother. It's like everybody's saying, why not go after the ones in Chicago that's killing each other? Russell's right. Why not? Why aren't you guys crying about the lady, elderly black lady that was killed?
Yeah. And then the one black woman that had the courage to stand up and call this for what it is, I posted her video because it was absolutely outstanding. And it wasn't 10 minutes later. It was pulled down for bullying and harassment.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want the truth out there. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all been listening to us for years. Joseph's been here since the beginning. This is his show. He started it. I've been here, I don't know, I think 5 years now or close to it or something like that.
5 years,
We've hit the nail on the head. Bang, bang, bang. We drove in that son of a bitch into the 2x4, all right? And where the fuck are y'all?
Why are y'all
standing up? Why are y'all still in denial of what's going on? Why are you still in denial of what you're seeing happening right before your eyes, ladies and gentlemen? What are you going to do? You going to sit there on your fat ass on the couch and wait for somebody else to do the job for you? Well, that's what most of you fuckers have done all your lives anyway.
Most of them have got their head up their assholes too, brother. They don't even want to look and see what's going on. But, you know, what I was going to say was Virgin Russell had her little doubts, you know, for a while about what I was saying about there not being an election because of all this shit that's going on. I seen it. I thought it came months ago. I knew exactly what was going to happen. Russell did too. So did Virgil.
Well, I'm right to that point, Russell.
I have been.
Yeah, I mean,
you know me.
Yeah, you know, and so now that, and now we got, all right, I want to talk about something here a minute because the ATF is on it and stuff like that, man, all right?
Go ahead.
And it's about the Boogaloo, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The Boogaloo started out as a fucking joke. It was another term to use for shit hits the fan, all right? That's all it was. Now, you've had some idiots, and I'm talking full-blown grade-A all-American idiots, grab hold of that, and they're running around in their friggin' Hawaiian shirts, professing hate, hating on cops, this or that, you know, fuck the government, this, that, one thing or another. And once again, something that was absolutely irrelevant. That was a joke among anybody mm-hmm. else. These people are taking it, ran with it, and they've done more to hurt the honest constitutional militia movement in this country in the last mm-hmm. friggin' 6 months than I've seen happen in the last 10 years. All right.
Exactly.
They're media whores. Their gear sucks. Oh my God, man. You look at some of these fuckers, they wouldn't last fucking 30 seconds in a firefight if it came down to it. You know,
exactly. I'm going to add to that. I'm going to add to that, brother.
Running their
top
posters.
And
all they've done is given DHS and stuff a reason. And it'll start with the idiots. But you know what? They'll use that same pretense to come after every constitutional militia out there. Constitutional mm-hmm. and legal militia.
Why do you think they have all the ammo? Why do you think DHS has all that ammo saved up? Billions of ammo. What do you think they're going to do with it? So yep, a good friend of ours was threatened. She was on the show one time, but it was Marjorie Greene. He's running up there for 60 District up there in Atlanta, Georgia, and Tessa threatened her retire. That's a woman you don't want to fuck with. She's militia trained. She would take your knee out more than that. Don't fuck with our friend.
Don't fuck with
Marjorie Greene, because she would take you out in a heartbeat.
And, of course, the same thing has happened to the 3%ers, all right? The 3%ers was an absolutely outstanding organization. But they started letting just any Yahoo come in and join. Now you got these fuckers running around, media whores again, flashing stuff, flashing 3% sign like it's a fucking gang sign or something. And they think they're just a big bad shit, man. And I mean,
they got a rude awakening.
And I can't believe the leadership of these organizations have allowed these idiots to destroy their organization like that, man.
We warned them about that. Me, you, and Ron Reagan. We warned them about those ones that were leading in there, so we're going to destroy them with them. You're right.
You know, and all kinds of bad publicity, which the media love these idiots, man. They do and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, so does the DHS and the FBI and the ATF. Yeah, you know.
U.S. Marshals. I tell you, man, I don't know. I'm at that point, man. I'm disgusted. I'm beyond disgusted right at this moment. But you know, what can you do? Nobody wants to listen, and I'm just gonna lay back here and watch the whole thing burn down.
I'm thinking when it does come unravel, I'm just going to my little happy spot, and I'm gonna sit there and when the idiots get through. Doing whatever they're going to do and stuff like that. Then I'll probably venture out to see if there's anything worth saving. But, at this point, I'm just done with the whole thing. I'm tired of fucking idiots, man.
Same here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and these Terrebonne Rangers, you know, blah, 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 they're some kind of really badass John Wayne behind the keyboard. But when it comes to showing up, putting boots on the ground and doing something, you never see any of these son of a bitches.
No.
You know?
Hey, Berger, what's up, brother?
Nothing, man, nothing. Just, you know, watching the whole goddamn show Circle the Drain. Here's to you, America.
We were just talking about that. I don't know about you.
I just
we're at the point.
Well, Well, I wanted some coffee. You know, I didn't want to make a whole pot here at the house, so that's why I'm leaking on show. I went over to Tiger Truck Stop, get a coffee and a pack of Marlboro 100s, and all of a sudden I walk in the door, and the little sister behind the counter, little Minnie Medea, is getting into it with a brother behind, of all things, $5 worth of gas. Okay. The brother was pissed off because he was going to spend a whole $5 in his gas tank, and they had no fucking fried turkey wings. The steam table broke inside.
Oh,
you
wow.
mean to tell me I'm going to spend a whole $5 putting gas in my car and y'all ain't got no motherfucking fried turkey wings? I'm surprised.
Well, that's just fucking unimaginable.
I'm surprised Al Sharpton ain't showed up.
Right, right. Where's the riot? Was that a disgrace? Or was that a disgrace? They had races, you know. I didn't even watch the damn thing, I'll be honest.
I mean, when I was growing up, this kind of shit was taking place, you know. I mean, you know, this kind of shit was taking place during the Vietnam War. You know, I mean, but this shit here, okay, the guy died a horrible death. The people that perpetrated the crime are in jail. They are going to be prosecuted. Politics demands that someone be held accountable for this, and it's going to happen, okay? But all of this bullshit of complaining, calling rioters and looters protesters. CBS this morning, is that black broad that comes on there, oh, man, she is fanning the fucking flames to this shit with both hands.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Y'all
are, oh, yeah, brother. It's not You can't call it violence because there's only that's only property being destroyed. It can be replaced. That's not violence. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes.
What about the fact that they held up the fire department with a child burning in a house yesterday? That can't be a child can't be replaced.
Well. It's everybody's fault. It's Trump's fault. Even Drew Brees. Oh boy, even Drew Brees. He exercised his freedom of speech and got fucking crucified. He got fucking crucified. Oh man, he had to do with what we call the crawfish. You know, he had to back up back in the hole. You know, still standing his ground.
I don't mean to interrupt you, Virgil, but a good point on that is, now here's a man, Drew Brees, who came to New Orleans, fell in love with the town. During Katrina, there ain't another motherfucker around that dug more money out of his own ass pocket to help that town and the people that you can name. And they turned on him like a rabid fucking dog.
Amen. And boy, here we go. Boy, my wife was pissed off. Susan was pissed off today. She was sitting there watching her soap opera, and all of a sudden, who pops up on TV? Al Sharpton in a surgical mask. Oh my God! I thought I was gonna have to drag the fucking hose pipe in the house, Russell. Oh my God! And boy, he was laying it on thick this time. He was laying it on thicker, and I'm just sitting here cheering him on. Yeah, go ahead, pimp nigga, pimp, race pimp, pimp nigga, pimp. You know, black lives only matter. Black lives only matter. Black lives only matter when Al Sharpton, whenever there's deep pockets involved. But you never hear about him coming down here to New Orleans or Baton Rouge when these hood rat thug gangbanger motherfuckers start shooting each other because Jerome can't sue Jamal because Jamal ain't got shit. All he's got is a high point.
It's the same thing in Chicago, man. 1,000 black lives taken a year or more by other black people.
Yep.
But you don't hear them marching or calling for justice or anything like that because, you know, that don't matter, man. That don't matter. You can't make no money off that shit.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, and now Obama Nation is running his cock holster. He's fanning the flames.
Yep.
I mean, this shit here is liable to go on all summer. This shit is liable to go on all summer. Y'all are liable to see that white Mac, my white Mac, going through one of them goddamn protests. I ain't stopping.
I ain't either.
Well, I did hear that those warnings turned back and went to China. They said they were disappointed, so they're flying back to China now. I tell you what, one thing I wanted to say is something that Berger brought up a while back on the show. Don't get rid of the police department. Get rid of the actual police training that they're going through. Berger can attest to this because I've actually witnessed this myself. And they're saying it's the way these police officers are being trained in the academy. That's what needs to change. Am I wrong?
No, that ain't it at all, man.
I've seen some of this in my own eyes.
No, What the problem is, you look. Let's go to Ferguson, Missouri. All right, Democrat run. Minneapolis, Democrat run. Georgia, for all intents and purposes, Democrat run. Where you have this shit happen, it's all Democrat city. And these cops these cops are pushed to their fucking limits, man. They're put down. They're doing a thankless job. And now, don't get me wrong, I'm not condoning what happened. That was really fucked up, all right? But this guy wasn't a saint either, all right? He wasn't, and we still haven't seen any body cam video of that. All we saw was whoever was standing there filming that shit, and they claimed the EMS tried to resuscitate him. None of that was shown. Professional EMS don't drag a body over to the fucking gurney. I've never seen EMS show up anywhere armed. This whole thing just reeks of a setup.
These guys
knew each other and worked together, security at a bar. Now let me tell you something, man. If Virgil and I were together, whatever, and I wound up on the ground and Virgil had his knee in my back and one on my neck, I wouldn't be going, officer, please. I'd be going, Virgil, get your big ass off of me. I can't breathe. Right?
That's right.
That's right. You're making a good point.
Right.
You're making sanity points.
That's a good
point.
Why does the picture look a lot different than the video? A lot different version of this officer.
Before you came on the show, Virgil, I posted a video today by a black woman that was just dead on about that whole situation there, laid it out. The things that didn't make any sense. I grabbed that video, posted it, and it wasn't 10 minutes later. People were going, hey, what's with the video? It took YouTube
about 10 fucking minutes to yank that video. It said it didn't meet their standard, that it was harassment and bullying. So you're not getting the truth.
That's definitely a polecat in the hen house on all of this. And it's been going on and on and on and on. And I told people, you know, they are going to pull something. They're going to pull out all stops. It doesn't matter.
They are.
Okay.
They are.
Now here you got this all of a sudden this coronavirus. Then it changes to COVID-19. All right. How did that fucking change to COVID-19 from coronavirus? I mean, sounds like we got two different viruses here, but we got the same panic going on for the coronavirus as COVID-19. Okay. They're still harping on that. All right. The economy is tanked. So here's the thing. Here's the scenario. They know Joe Biden. They know Joe Biden doesn't have a chance in hell. They come out better holding the Democratic primary again between Joe Biden and Corn Pop, and I guarantee you Corn Pop will get it. He'll be running against Trump. Okay? So what we've got to do now is we've got to destroy the entire economic system and social structure of America to where it is unrepairable during Trump's second term. Okay? We've got to destroy everything. And then all of a sudden, here, that gives them 4 years to prime another candidate, to prime another Obama or another Hillary or another whoever, Beto, whoever. But they have to find somebody that's destructive to the Constitution, but also smart. You see? And they have to get this person done. You know, get this person educated and orientated and primed up and pampered and everything else to run in 2024 so they can finish the job. You see, all this is a temporary pain in the ass setback for the Democrats. The new world order is coming, fellas. The new world order is coming. The hoarding of the toilet paper, this bullshit going on, this is going on worldwide. They have hit the mother load. They have hit the mother load. They have hit a vein. They have hit a gold vein 100 miles long. And they're going to pick every gram of it. So, so might as well just learn the words to buy American pie. And that's going to be your new national anthem, boys and girls.
Me, I'm just going to be sitting, like I told Russell just before I go, I'm just going to sit back up here. I'm just going to watch the whole thing burn because they deserve everything they get for bringing this on themselves.
Well, the whole thing of it is that, you know, we told everybody this was coming. And this is all about the New World Order. And you see who the players are who are involved in it. And of course, Barr, we've got evidence we're going after these people. But all this is going on, but there's a few things that people haven't seen, all right? And haven't been paying attention to, been distracted for, all right? Hillary lost her appeal, all right? She's got to testify under oath in September. Rosenstein yesterday went before the Senate and gave them all the ammo they need to subpoena everybody right up to Obama himself.
Yep.
Of course, they won't do that.
I've been watching that.
And, of course, I don't know where this Durham guy is, but I don't know. Right now, we are at the, I guess you call it the apex of this thing, all right? Right now, it's 50-50 of who's going to win this thing, all right? Because the American people are still falling for the bullshit. They're falling for the rest. I see all these posts, poor George. Motherfucker, do some research. See what kind of ass George was, all right? Now, I'm not saying he deserved to die on that street. Don't mince my words, but he wasn't a martyr. He wasn't this love, peace, and understanding guy. This guy did time for armed robbery, armed assault, just all kinds of shit, man. You know? And as the truth comes out, it'll be too late because the Democrats have done what they wanted to do. And there is no way these bricks just, I mean, the logistics behind this shit is unbelievable. So you've got 28 riots. Let me finish. You've got 28 riots in 28 cities, all right? Bricks strategically left here and there, you know, where they needed them, where they could do the most damage. They're all wearing the same T-shirts. They're all wearing the same mask. They actually had pipe bombs found, and they're rushing their ass off trying to figure out where they came from. And this stuff doesn't coincidentally happen. You can ask fucking ask Virgil. Virgil knows the fucking logistics that goes behind the operation like that. It's huge amount of planning, and you have to be very, very, very well funded. Am I wrong, Virgil?
You're not wrong at all. You're not wrong at all, Russell. This here is no different than when we went out in the mountains and everything else and found them weapons caches, and we destroyed them all and this, that, and the other. I mean, we found fucking T-55 tanks and blown out buildings that they purposely stacked rubble on top of to try and hide them. I mean, it's not any coincidence at all that this took place. Like I said, it wasn't 20 minutes after that video hit the fucking internet that phone calls were getting made, encrypted text messages. They were getting organized, this, that, and the other. This fell in their laps, and they're going to milk this cow on all four tits all the way to November. All the way to November. And I'm so confused right now with General Mattis right now that I don't know which way to fucking turn my head.
You and me both. Well, it's like I was saying earlier with Russell that, you know, Matt, but I'm seeing what I heard was Trump said when he used the Insurrection Act, he's going after the incentives. He's not going after the peaceful protest. He's going after the violent.
That has nothing to fucking do with what Matt has said. There's only one organization on the planet that is powerful enough to pull a man's strings like Mattis, all right? And he's knee-deep tied in him. What Trump said about him was true. He lost his game, but he is doing the beckoning of the industrial military complex right now, all right? They got their money at the beginning when Trump got elected. Oh, they got a big grade. Buku dollars went to the defense. And, boy, they were happy. Rah, rah, rah. We love Trump. Well, now Trump's pulling us out of the war. He ain't getting us into any new wars. Our enemies know that he's not Obama or fucking Bush or fucking Clinton. They know if they fuck with him, he'll just fucking drop a big bomb on him, all right? The same way they feared Reagan, all right? So now, all right, well, all those contracts are fulfilled. That stuff's being burned, built. People have been paid. But there's no fresh cash flow coming in because nothing's being destroyed. They have
well, you know, you know why they're destroying everything, Russell? Joseph, you know why they're destroying everything? Okay. You can barely find anyone in America from 18 to 25 that can drive a straight nail into a 2x4 without fucking it up or getting put on workers' comp. So now
right.
we got all of this hellfire and destruction and everything else. So what do we got to do? We got to let in more immigrants so these contractors can rebuild this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You see, did anybody catch that play? Did anybody catch that play?
Oh, yeah.
You
oh,
see?
Yeah, I did.
You got to give it to them. You got mm-hmm. to fucking give it to them, partner. They thought this shit out. I wish the militia groups were this precise. You know, I wish mm-hmm. we could get our guys together and be this precise. Because if we could, I can guarantee you none of this shit would be going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir, not a bit of. You know, and that's the thing. And we've gone over this, and we've gone over this. And I think there's one or two things happening, Virgil. And maybe you can help clarify, Joe. You can help clarify. One or two things is going on in this country right now. One, these people have absolutely, totally distracted, head in the sand. I don't want to know. Just don't mess with my little life. You know, I'm happy. If I have to get a chip in me to fucking operate, that's fine. Just don't mess with my
mm-hmm.
little corner here. You know,
mm-hmm.
no idea what freedom and liberty is. Or two, they're just slab dab in denial. They see it and they're going, oh my God, this ain't really happening. And that's one of the steps that, if you know, traumatized people go through, man. You know, and then
mm-hmm.
after they get denial part, that's when the anger part's going to start coming out. So I don't know, man. Where are we at? Somebody tell me, man. Somebody give me a fucking clue.
Joe Russell, let me tell you this. Write this down on the porta shit a wall whenever you go to work tomorrow. That Virgil said in 2024, when the new Democrat a president is elected, it's gonna be a Democrat. You can bet your fucking ass on that. That the first thing they're gonna do is they're going to get rid of all of the racist currency in the United States, and they're going
mm-hmm.
to go to a one world currency. And when they
mm-hmm.
do that, you might as well put your tail head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye. I guarantee
you. They're going to go after the Second Amendment, the First Amendment. They're going to go after...
Well, that's going to be – it's got to start. You see, in order for an avalanche to start, you got to have a little – you know, it's a little snowball about big as a golf ball. And it's just like in the cartoons. It rolls down the hill, and the snow sticks, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that
mm-hmm.
golf ball is going to be the one world currency. And after
mm-hmm.
that, you can kiss it all goodbye.
Virgil, I think mm-hmm. you're giving it a little bit too much time, because if you're watching, they're pushing this COVID-19 tracing, contact tracing. Oh, everybody has to have a vaccine. And I'm telling you, if you don't have your payphone where you've gotten a shot and got no microchip, you're not going to be able to work. You're not going to be able
mm-hmm.
to shop. You're not going to be able to do anything. I mean, I think that's going to be pushed and pushed, and I don't know if they'll get away with it, but they're going to give it their best damn shot, bro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And those vaccines are going to have the little microchip in them. Don't think it won't.
Well, but here's the thing too that you got to think about. Whenever they let all these illegals in to rebuild
mm-hmm.
all these shops and stores and malls and everything that these fucking assholes
mm-hmm.
done burned down, all right, their little kids are going to be allowed to go to the public schools, but they don't have to show papers of vaccinations. You know, they're not going to show that.
It's going to be
like Russell said. You know, you and I are going to have to show our papers, but they're going to be the poor, oppressed immigrants that we are helping out, and that would be a form of oppression to them. So, you know, we have to apply the double standard.
I think, guys, that when the new world order kicks in, they're going to try to murder all the old people, so we might not have anything to worry about them.
Well, if you'll notice, you know, you haven't heard anything from AOC, from her. You see,
they've shut up
all of the super stupid Democrats during this because they've come to the realization that this bitch could fuck up a cup of coffee. Okay, so they're telling her to shut the fuck up, stay out of it, let us handle it.
Omar's been shooting her mouth off.
Omar, she's part of the double standard. She's part of the double standard. She's a rag. She can say and do whatever she wants.
Her son got arrested yesterday and was caught with Antifa, as a matter of fact. So that news broke out yesterday,
It's all circling the drain. It's all circling the drain. I tell you what, it is going to be a third world country. We are going into the phase of a third world country.
Bet your ass on it. We're just getting a very small tiny taste of it now. Just wait till it's full fledged.
But the good thing about that, we'll be able to ride horseback with AK-47s.
Wearing a heat mask. Oh, man, I tell you. I don't know, brothers. I mean, we've given all the warnings that we can give out there and everything. Like Russell was saying a while ago, you know, we've been doing this show for almost 6 years. And from day one, and it's like, you know, what else can we do?
Well, you can put it out there, but like I said, people are in denial. I don't know if they're afraid. This political correctness, that. I mean, now your job wants your fucking social media platforms and stuff like that. I tell these people to go fuck themselves. That's my personal life.
Right.
Well,
there's no introduction of pride in anything anymore. You know, it's not, we have no sense of responsibility in this country anymore, you know, except for unless you're 45 years old and up, you know, you have no sense of responsibility. And if you have no sense of responsibility, you have no pride. You have no respect for anything. You don't even have respect for yourself. I mean, look at the way these gauges they're putting in their ears and all of this kind of shit here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not hip. That's not cool. The bitch bun. Guys are wearing buns on the top of their head right now. Well, if you was a 17th century samurai, I could see you doing that, you know? But,
well,
you know, not nowadays.
If they did that in our days, Virgil, we'd be whooping our ass.
Now, Virgil, Joseph, now, let's be fair about this, and let's use the correct terminology when possible, okay? That is not a man bun.
That is a saddle horn for their gay lover.
That's it. And I mean, you know, we've turned our schools into indoctrination centers for this, and we allowed it to happen. And that's why it's not in a case of denial. It's installed brainwashing guilt. You know, it's just like when they talk about the reparations. Okay. Okay. America should play reparations for slavery. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, the school I went to taught me that from 1776 to 1787, after the Revolutionary War, it took 11 years of peaceful effort to come up with a piece of paper that all 13 colonies would sign, our present constitution. Prior to 1776, all the way up to 1657, when the first slaves were brought from Africa to the United States, why don't you get on the phone and call England? They got your money. I don't.
Call Mexico.
They the ones started that bullshit. They the ones called it. They the ones started slavery in this. England, Portugal, Spain, France, Italy, they're the ones started this. They're the ones started the slavery.
Oh, man,
okay.
I tell you. That's what happens when the history is not taught.
Well, actually, if you want to get right down to the nut cutting of how it all actually started, black Africans rounded up other black Africans and sold them to slave traders on the coast to take Europe and America as slaves.
Watch the movie based on the true story, Amistad. Watch that movie, and it's based on the actual true events of what happened. Amistad. Okay, watch that movie, and you will know how slaves were shipped to America.
Yep.
Because think about it. Okay, you watch football, you watch basketball, you watch track, you watch all of this. You think a white man is going to go to Africa and run down a black man in the jungle and bring him to America? Please.
Right. But, you know, all I can say is it's all because the education system failed. They weren't taught any of that like we were.
But that goes right back to what we've talked to 100 times on this show, Joseph. That's when the hippies, when the first communist socialist movement really got started. Now, you can trace it back further than that, but it did not truly kick in until the 60s, all right? The 60s and the 70s, and these hippies and these protesters and all that, they became college professors. And they brought this socialism thing with it. And you can track the downfall of the education system from there to where it is now.
Yep. That's right. Exactly. We sent close to 3 million American boys to Vietnam to fight communism. Well, we should have took those 3 million American boys and we should have killed all the communists that were in America, then sent them to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Well, and you know, that old saying holds so true, Virgil, and I know you're aware of it, man, is we cannot defeat the enemy around us until we hang the traitors within us.
Exactly. Amen.
It's like we've been saying, you know, this is all starting inside the United States, not outside the United States. We said this many times over. The war starts.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see China or Iran funding some of this through different ways and stuff. I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see the CIA involved in this. We know Democrat mm-hmm. senators are ended up to their fucking necks. So, you know.
My question is,
I guarantee you, Schumer and Pelosi, they're holding the big checkbooks for them motherfuckers. I guarantee you. They sent them the big checkbooks for this shit. Iran and China. They sent them the big checkbooks.
And they can't even talk about it without grinning. They're happier than pigs and shit right now. I mean, you know, it just goes on and on. And this assault is never going to stop, man. And I've said this 100 times, and I'm going to say it again. The last president that took on the establishment, the intelligence organizations, the FBI, was assassinated. His name was John F. Kennedy. He was the last president to come out and go, hey, and you can pull this speech up. Seven days before he was killed, he came on, I don't remember if it was TV or radio, but he came on and gave a speech. They'd uncovered a plan to enslave every man, woman, and child in this country, and that these people were going to be held accountable. And then Bush 41 was running the CIA. Well, he got together with the rest of the guys and said, they got this thing. This guy's got to go. And you had Dallas happen. All right.
And
now,
most
people don't realize this, but there's been 3 attempts on our president's life that's been thwarted. All right. Doesn't get no news coverage or anything like that. And I truly am concerned for our president's safety, because these people know no limit. As you can tell, human life means nothing to them. Property means nothing to them. They would love nothing better than to see this country burnt to the ground so they could usher in the UN, take their seats at the table, and be the all-powerful elitist, and we will be nothing more than slaves to the one world government. And that's what all this is about. That's what every bit of this is about, ladies and gentlemen. There's no denying
that's
it
right.
anymore.
You see, all the propaganda you hear about the Joint Chiefs wanting Kennedy out because they thought he was soft on communism. And, you know, the Bay of Pigs and the Cuban Missile Crisis and all of this, and negotiating and all of this stuff here, all of that is just a bunch of propaganda. Propaganda.
It's not just
okay.
propaganda.
Yes, they did want Castro out of Cuba. They wanted to kill Castro out of Cuba. But it wasn't because of missiles, and it wasn't because of communism. It was because the mafia in the United States lost billions of dollars when Castro took over, when the coup took place. When Batista got ousted, they lost a lot of money.
And now, and just to amplify the point that Virgil's making, all right, they lost billions of dollars in the 60s. Now, you tell me what that $1 billion would be worth today. What, $500 billion? There was big money lost there. Huge amounts of money.
I mean,
you look at it,
okay? Cuba, look at it right now. I've been to Guantanamo Bay, okay? Back then when I went to Guantanamo Bay, that was hell on earth. That was hell on earth. You talk about the pussy drought of the 90s? Oh, my God. I almost beat myself to death at Guantanamo Bay. All right? There wasn't a bottle of Jergens or baby lotion that was safe around me. I'm gonna tell you the God's honest truth. I ain't too proud to admit it, but let me tell you what. It is the perfect place to set up casinos, prostitution, drug rings. It is a paradise down there. It is a paradise down there. I mean, it could be if Castro hadn't taken over, if he hadn't cooed Batista, Hawaii would not be the tourist. Would Hawaii would be a bitch compared to what Cuba would be.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Wow. Hawaii would just still be a little dot on the map that a place that Christians and good teachers went to, because everybody wanted to have some fun would have been going to Cuba.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Cuba was a cash cow. Cuba was the cash cow of the Caribbean. I mean, it was beautiful. And then here comes, and all these casinos got raided, all that got shut down, the mob got run out of there, the capitalists got run out of there. And now, you know, I mean, they've got the best machine shops in the world. Because I can tell you what, they've got 1957 two-door Bel Air Chevrolets that look like they just rolled out the fucking lots of Detroit, factory in Detroit down there, and still running today.
I see pictures of those. Yep.
And they still absolutely, hands down, grow the best fucking tobacco anywhere in the world, man.
Oh,
there
yes,
is nothing
indeed.
Better than a Cuban cigar.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now you got your ass. You got your ass in a world of fucking shit if you smuggle them some bitches back out of Guantanamo Bay into the United States and they caught you. You got in a world of shit. I know a couple of old boys that got in a world of shit behind that. They had their fucking foot lockers full of them motherfuckers. Oh yes. But and on the flip side of that. The Philippines, I don't know what they were smoking when they came up with their national vehicle. You know what their national vehicle is, Joseph?
No, actually I don't.
Okay. They took old World War II Jeeps. They stretched the frames up, painted these son of a bitches up like Walt Disney threw up on the motherfuckers. And they call it a Jeepay. Mm-hmm. That is the national vehicle of the Philippines.
Wow.
They got tablecloth pattern canvas on the top of it with little furry balls hanging off the side of them, little pink furry balls. And I'm serious, man. I'm serious. They got car lots full of these motherfuckers. They got motherfuckers financing these motherfuckers. Over there.
Damn.
So
I have to ask my friend that she's in the Philippines. I have to ask her that.
Ask her.
I'll ask her that.
I mean, this thing is a Puerto Rican's nightmare, man.
Well, that sounds like something like a Chicano would do.
Another word, what Virgil is saying is their national vehicle is a fucking hoopy.
That's not a camper drive. Oh wow!
And in the Philippines, you can make anything into a taxi cab. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A 1942 Indian motorcycle with a sidecar on it. You will never laugh your ass off so much as you see a little short Filipino guy get into a sidecar on an Indian motorcycle and pick up a pig, a live pig, and sit it in his lap, and they take off like a bat out of hell with that son of a bitch.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it sounds like right there. Well, I've always dreamed about going out to the Philippines and visiting up there. I might do that one of these years.
and an old woman jumping off of one of them two-story English buses. They call them rabbit buses. They don't slow down with them some bitches when you got to get off. They barely slow down. And you see a little Filipino woman with a chicken under each arm. She got two chickens holding them by the neck under each arm. And she jumps off that son of a bitch and goes ass over tea kettle, but she ain't letting them fucking chickens go. She got a death grip on them son of bitches. The dust is flying and she's rolling on the road, but she ain't letting them fucking chickens go.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The point I'm trying to make is until you see that, that's why we had the problems we have here in America, because people have not been outside these countries. They have not been outside the country, and they haven't seen things. They haven't experienced the way other people have to live. You know, this is why, you know, the Hurricane Ann, when she went to Australia, I was glad she went to Australia, and I was glad she took Alicat with her, because now you see what socialism looks like.
$100
and it's not
for a slice of pizza she paid. Remember that? $100 for one slice of pizza she paid.
No, $100 for a whole pizza. Didn't have no Dr. Pepper, and the cab drivers were ripping her off like crazy.
Yeah, well, I've been all over Mexico, and I can tell you, you know, I've been in Tijuana, I've been in Chihuahua, I mean, I've been all over around it, and I see how people live down there, too. It's an eye-opener. See, you know, it's an eye-opener. But,
you know, I mean, I'm not saying I didn't have fun in the Philippines for the brief time I was there until they ran my ass off to Guantanamo Bay. They got tired of fucking with me. But, you know, I did have fun. You know, I mean, it's real fun to get drunk with your buddies and pay two rickshaws to drag race each other while you sitting in the back drinking beer and smoking shit, you know. You know, it ain't nothing funnier than that. You know, you offer them $10 to the winner, and boy, they'll run their fucking self to death trying to outrun each other.
Right.
You know.
I was at a bar, and everybody says, "Oh, you're an American. You're my best friend. Can we buy you a beer?" You know.
Now, you know, me and four other Marines played hell explaining why we were chasing the Manila Police Department around naked, hollering "fucky fucky" and all of this, you know, and we had to get pay deductions for a Class A uniform, which I don't know where the fuck I lost that son of a bitch at. But all I remember the last thing I remember is the Shore Patrol finally subduing us, and Russell knows the term of that deal, finally subduing five drunk-ass, naked fucking Marines. So, in the middle, on Corregidor Street in Manila. So, you know, it was one of the high points of my military career, but, you know... But to this day, I don't know where I left that fucking uniform at, Russell. I don't know where I left them Class A's at. I know I had to pay I had to sign a $175 pay deduction for them. Because the only thing they brought us back in, we had our Sunday hats on, you know, our ice cream Sunday hats on, and our boots, and that was it. And for some reason or other, we decided to go streaking down the fucking street. And when the Manila police showed up, we had our business in our hands, and we was chasing them around hollering, "Piquero, fucky, fucky, Piquero, fucky, fucky." And then they called the Shore Patrol. Then that's when the party really started.
Oh, man.
Well, is that kind of guy, you want to go on, or do you want to
them,
consider to
them wooden, them wooden batons don't have no mercy on your shin. I can tell you that right now.
So, you guys want to go on, or you want to call it tonight, or...
I got a job interview in the morning. I got to go to Safeway Transportation in the morning, turn my application in and do my interview and possibly go take a drug test. So I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. And,
all right.
And plus, I got to go check on a buddy of mine that he was a deputy in the sheriff's office. And he got in a conflict and all, and he got fired. And he's a vet, mm-hmm. You know. Ricky Siraj. He's a brother, and I'm just kind of keeping an eye on him because his wife's kind of worried about him. He's kind of mad and depressed, you know, that he lost his job mm-hmm. and everything. Behind he got in a wreck in his patrol car. So
wow.
So I'm kind of keeping a close eye on him, make sure he don't do nothing fucking stupid.
All right. So, well, we'll be praying for his family.
I'm gonna have to take time and tell you all about this old boy. Well, I can tell you a little bit of something now. He was in Iraq, and he was EOD like me, except he was U.S. Army EOD.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his Hummer got hit. Hummer got hit by an IED, and it killed most of the guys in there, including his interpreter, and he got wounded pretty bad, and he healed up, and he finished his tour over there after he got out. I got out of the hospital, the torture chamber, or whatever you want to call it, and he came back, and he became a sheriff's deputy, and you know how it is. You know, once you go through that,
mm-hmm.
you know you don't get involved with politics and kissing ass. It's not in your nature. So he was given shit detail jobs one after another, and then finally he had an accident in his patrol car, and they used that as an excuse to terminate him. So he's got a fucked up hand. To tell you the truth, what pisses me off, he's got a fucked up hand. And they're telling him he's got to pay out of pocket for it or go to the VA because his hand's going to need surgery now, his left hand from the wreck. And his wife is really pissed off about that. So she's fixing to go hire an attorney. Oh yeah, he's going.
Okay.
They're gonna hire him. I give him the name of a good attorney, and they're gonna fight that, and he's gonna win. And I told him, I said, just hang in there, brother. You know, you're gonna come out smelling like a rose on this. You know,
right.
Just keep it cool. You need somebody to talk to. I don't give a fuck if it's fucking 1 o'clock in the morning. You pick that fucking
mm-hmm.
phone up. You fucking call me. I said,
you
I'll come over to your fucking house.
We're supporting them on the show. We tell them the show is supporting them and everything. We're behind
you.
And he is a jam up
cool dude. Russell, you would love to fuck out. Within 5 minutes, Russell, you would love to fuck out this guy. I mean, he is jam up. He is solid as a rock, dude.
I got a brother. He was Army. He was Delta. He drives a truck now, and he's like one of the best people you'd ever want to meet in your life, man. You know, and he's one of those guys too, man. That you know, people go, why can't you act normal? And he's a guy, you know, with his head on the couch cushion, his feet up in the air, going, nope. You know, just good as they come, hard working. Him and his wife run all over this country, running straight.
Who's he work for? Who's he driving for, Russell?
He drives for himself. I don't know who he's contracted to, but I will ask you. But he does his own thing, I think. I think he's a. I don't know. I'll ask you.
What's he pull? Dry man, reefer, what?
I think it's Dry Van and Reefer. I don't know if he does any hazmat stuff or not, and stuff, but they're out of Florida, but he's never there and stuff. And he comes through Texas, I don't know, maybe once a month, once every 6 weeks or so, man. And if he's close to Houston, he'll holler, and we'll get together, have some dinner, some stuff, man. But two of the best people you want to meet. But I'll ask him who he's running with and stuff like that, man. But like I said, he's just good people too, man. And
yeah,
you know,
find out for him, because I'll keep a lookout for him when I'm on the road.
Yeah. I will do that, man.
All right. We'll be back Monday then, and till then we'll see what else is gonna burn down. Any predictions you guys want to make before we leave? We forgot to do our predictions.
Let me tell you this. I can tell you this right now. They're back at it in New York tonight. They've arrested 800 people. And they arrested him and then wrote him a ticket and let him walk right back out of the door onto the streets because of de Blasio's new bail reform.
Yeah, they arrest 800, but they let 1,500 go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, America, I love you guys. Men, be safe. America, come on, we got to get on the stick, man. It's do or die time. This ain't funny anymore. It's time to get off the fence. Time to get your ass up off the couch, get yourself in some kind of shape, because as Virgil said, and as Joseph said, this isn't going to stop.
Russell, I'm just going to say one thing for me. Hey, Russell, there's something I want to say before you sign off. Can you see, Virgil? I was just reading a couple of articles, you know, and how we've talked about a hard reset coming and everything. Well, one of the senators of the GOP said this is an opportunity to get a hard reset right now and everything. So we'll see if that's going to happen. You know?
All righty. We're going to see.
We'll see you all Monday. We'll see y'all Monday.
All righty.
You know, be safe. I try not to kill any protests here, Virgil. Good night, everybody.
Good night.